When the city of Salinas, California announced last fall that it would close its three public libraries due to a severe budget shortfall, it was painful and also ironic. The hometown of Nobel Prize-winning author John Steinbeck would have been the largest city in the nation without a single public library. Turns out the libraries will not be closing, at least not just yet. From member station KAZU, Ben Adler tells what happened.
It's mid-afternoon at the John Steinbeck Library near the center of Salinas, and the building is full of children, teens, and adults checking out books, using computers, and more. But a few months ago, many residents feared all this would have disappeared by now. Facing a severe budget deficit and revenues far below most cities, the city council voted last fall to cut police and fire services and close the town's rec centers and all three public libraries. Then, last November, voters rejected two of three tax measures that would have restored those services. At the time, says library administrative manager Jan Neal, things looked pretty bleak.
We would be closed. All three of our libraries would be dark right now. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
But with its back to the wall, the city responded. Business and community leaders joined with Mayor Ana Caballero in early February to form a fundraising campaign called Rally Salinas. The goal? Raise enough money before the end of the fiscal year in June to keep the libraries open, though just barely, until a new tax measure could go before residents. On Wednesday, Mayor Caballero announced the goal has been met.
This community came together so quickly to raise $500,000, which I'm very impressed with. Scared the heck out of me to think about raising $500,000 in 120 days, and we did it in less than 70.
In fact, the campaign has brought in nearly $50,000 more, and it'll continue to accept money for the rest of the 120 days. The more money that comes in, the more hours the libraries will stay open. What's striking in this case is that the business community wants to help out by not just donating, but by taxing itself. Salinas Valley Chamber of Commerce Chair-elect Dennis Donahue says supporting basic city services makes good business sense.
I think most solid business people know sometimes it's appropriate to cut, and other times it's appropriate to invest.
With the short-term fundraising over, the next challenge will be convincing residents who voted against the November tax measures to support the new proposal this time around. Mayor Caballero says a Blue Ribbon Committee has done extensive research, holding focus groups and going door-to-door. The results, she says, are encouraging.
We've asked people what their opinion was back in November and now what their opinion is now. And I think many of them have indicated that they did not understand the severity of the situation and that they have more information now. And with that new information, they have changed their mind in terms of what they're willing to support.
Do you have something in that basket you wanted to check out?
The battle to keep kids in the libraries and off the streets of this lower middle-class town is far from over. But for now, at least, the library doors in John Steinbeck's hometown will remain open on a very limited schedule through the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler.